Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Yud, Seif Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Simen Kuf Yud, Hayotzi L'derech U'Po'alim, Ma'yispa'alu, V'seidu T'fiyas HaDerech U'Beis HaMedush. If a person goes on a trip, workers, what exactly should they say in the tefillah, and seder of T'fiyas HaDerech and entering Beis HaMedush. Seif Aleph, B'shas HaDechach, in a case of need, Kigon Shu B'derech, person's traveling, or is in a place where he is disturbed, or he's afraid he'll be interrupted, or he's concerned he will not be able to daven with proper thoughts, a long davening. After he says the first three brachas, he should say the following tefillah, Havinenu, the tefillah of Havinenu. And then he says the last three brachas. The first three brachas and last three brachas are the same, as always. Havinenu becomes the middle bracha, one single middle bracha that ends off with Shomei Tefillah. V'tzarech l'amra ma'umad. This tefillah, this one of Esrei, this abbreviated Shemona Esrei, is said standing up. U'chshegil l'beison, when he gets home, or a place that it's calm, ein tzarech l'achzor l'spal, there's no need to daven again. Havinenu cannot be said during the winter months, nor can it be said on Matzei Shabbos or Matzei Yontov. Mishnah Brura, Sevkatan Aleph, B'shas HaDechak V'chulo. In a case of need, there is this alternative nusach. Aval shelo b'shas HaDechak, if it's not a case of need, Aminu B'Gemara, we say in the Gemara, De Abaye Layet Amad Mispal Havinenu. Abaye would curse those who would rely on tefillas on Havinenu. When we come welcome, however, b'di'evad yotza. B'di'evad, if someone did daven tefillas Havinenu and it wasn't shas HaDechak, they would be yotza. Vein serach l'achzor l'spal, they would not be required to daven again. However, v'eliyarab ha'machmer, feel b'di'evad. The eliyarab is strict, even b'di'evad. If it wasn't shas HaDechak, you have to daven again. V'kos v'achorim v'achorim might. D'mroya shes hazman tefillah overas. If he sees that he's going to miss this man tefillah, imispal aruk, if he davens the long davening, mutul chatchil espal havinenu, he can chatchil daven havinenu instead. V'hainu asecham, referring to the summer months when you're allowed to daven havinenu. The notes on the side point out that you see from here that it's not enough to start davening in this matfila. You have to end your davening in this matfila, because this fellow has enough time to start but not enough time to end, and we're saying so say havinenu so you can finish within this matfila. Sifkan Beis v'yareish yafsikuhu. So this fellow is afraid he'll be interrupted. Kaigam ken ad le'el. This goes back to what we said before. Kshu b'derech. He's on the road. V'yareish yafsikuhu or v'drochim. He's concerned. V'dam is a regular Shemoneh Esrei. People on the road will interrupt him. D'ilav hachik, as if not. Afilu b'derech. Even when he's traveling. Tov yosef shi'espal kol Shemoneh Esrei brochas b'halicha or b'yeshiva. It's better to dive in the full Shemoneh Esrei while he's walking or while he's sitting. Rather than daven havinenu standing up. So the concern here is that he can't daven the full Shemona Esrei because he'll be interrupted, and therefore we're opting for the alternative of the abbreviated Shemona Esrei. Sifkan gimel havinenu. Havinenu shikolos kol ha-brochas ha-emtziyos. Havinenu includes all of the brochas that we say in the middle of Shemona Esrei in one brocha. If you look in Torah and Beis Yosef, it brings the language of the tefillah and the parish of the tefillah. Sifkan Daud Ma'umid. It's said standing up. Since this replaces Shemona Esrei in case of need, so you should daven this tefillah standing up. It essentially includes, it incorporates the whole Shemona Esrei. And the Chacham felt this is better in this situation than Shemona Esrei, which you are allowed to daven when you're traveling, because if he has to stop and stand in one place for the full Shemona Esrei, he will not have kavana because he's too disturbed that he's not moving. As opposed to Havinenu, it's a very brief Shemona Esrei. Lo yitarei da'idei midasa, the Chacham felt he can daven in one place and it will not disturb him because there's only seven brachas. And if in fact he did daven havinenu while seated, nisha primogodim besafik, primogodim remains in doubt. The after tzorach lachs l'spalah b'meumud kishabola beso, maybe he would have to daven again when he gets back to his house and daven standing up. Because we know that when it comes to the full Shmoneh Esrei, a person traveling has leniencies to daven while seated as a passenger or to daven as he walks. By havinenu, the halacha is you have to stand in one place. Maybe they didn't have double leniencies to be makel to daven the brief version, and on top of that be makel that you're sitting down. That's the Pima Gadim's question. Sivkan hei ve'enu mispala v'chulu. We don't say v'havinenu in the winter months. B'bnei shetzer chloimar v'sein talamotar b'v'echas hashanim. Because in the winter months we add v'sein talamotar in b'echas hashanim. O'matzei Shabbos v'yantif, we don't say v'havinenu either, because tzer chlom havdolo, we have to add havdolo. V'afilim yirtze l'cholom b'b'echas havinenu, and even if you wanted to include v'sein talamotar or havdolo in havinenu, gamkin enu ashe is not allowed. For Hatam, the reason, I'm Beisosif, Umagavam, Lukim Beisosif, and the Magavam. So it happens to be that this is a Gemara's question. The Gemara Brachas of Tesam and Alz asked the Kasha, why don't we make a mention for St. Talamato? Why don't we make a mention for Havdalah? So by Havdalah, the Gemara blibes Kasha, doesn't give an answer. And by St. Talamato, the Gemara says, Osi La Trude. You're going to make a mistake. If you'd have to incorporate v'sein talamotar, you're going to make a mistake. So the Gemara says, well, if that's true, then say the same teretz by Havdalah. Just tell me by Havdalah, you'll also make a mistake. And the Gemara answers, no. The atachoinim is the very first thing you're going to say in the beginning of the tefillah. You're not going to make a mistake. In the middle, we're afraid you're going to make a mistake. So therefore, we're not going to say v'sein talamotar or a reference to it, because we're afraid you'll get confused and make a mistake. But for not mentioning Havdalah, the Gemara doesn't explain why. The Beis Yosef explains that the concern of making a mistake is magnified when your tefillah is abbreviated. When you have a very short tefillah, there's a greater possibility of missing two or three words, and then you miss the whole bracha, because that's all it is for each bracha, is represented by two or three words. So they're much more concerned about this kind of mistake in Havinenu than in a regular Shmoneh Esrei. As far as the omission of Havdalah, it suggested that there was a concern that if you were to make a mention of Havdalah in Havinenu, someone would mistakenly think that this actually replaces a bracha, because every few words represents another bracha. So therefore, people would make a mistake that when they daven the full Shmoneh Esrei, after saying Atachonin, we'll make a separate bracha of Atachonatano. So in order to avoid that reverse kind of mistake, we don't add anything for Havdalah in Havinenu, and therefore we don't say it on Matzei Shabbos, because we're supposed to mention Havdalah. The Mishnah Berurah continues, V'ayim b'Pima Gadim, if you look at Pima Gadim, Shemistapek Lomar, he questions and says, let's say he did daven havinenu in the winter on a Matzei Shabbos, and he did make an inclusion for St. Talamotar or for Havdalah. After the lo yotze, maybe it's not yotze. The avot tekaron chacham zichron levocha. He's going against the tekaron chazal. The chazal said not to do it. It's the Gemara says don't daven this tefillah in the winter months because there's no mention of St. Talamotar, and he goes ahead and does it. Could be he's not yotze. But ayin be'aloch, you look in be'aloch, masha kasav, b'shem ha'goyim, b'kiv eger, we record b'shem ha'kiv eger, b'kiv eger had ha'ora for Matzei Shabbos. Had ha'ora for Matzei Shabbos, that if you're going to miss the Zman, if you down the full Shmoneh Esrei, maybe you should say havinenu without Havdalah, because l'maitse b'diev v'diyotze without Havdalah, rather not daven at all. That was his ha'ora.
How are you going to miss the Zman?
Your mamish ha'bo reshach, you know, daven the marviyot. You might have Malcolm, I'm really late. Whatever, Shashudas, I'm really late. And you didn't have Marav yet. And it's not holding Otto Dalos Hashacha. So now you don't have time to have Hoshman Esri. That's Wikivegas Einfeld. Sifkot and Vav, Havinenu. Ayim Bechaya Od Meshakosiv, the Davka Havinenu Osir. We don't say Havinenu in the winter months. Davka Havinenu is Osir. Aval Katzel called Brocha, Brocha. But if you want to say each Brocha of Shmon Esri, at each Brocha you'll say briefly, V'lichlo b'sochem she'elu v'avdolah, and included will be v'sein talamotar, and included will be the avdolah. V'hanusach ha'in shom b'chal chavdal, he brings the nusach mutar, that's okay. Imuchayle if he's sick, or shas t'chak gadol, or great shas t'chak. To say one bracha for all the middle brachas, you can't. But to say each bracha, but abbreviate them, Chayadim says you can. Sivkat on zayin. B'moros ha'gashamim, in the winter months, we don't say Havinenu. El mispal shmona esrei, we have to have the full shmona esrei. Vim hifsiku, and let's say he is interrupted, that was he was afraid of. Ayin le'el b'simen kufdal sifhei b'shtep resham. So go back at simen kufdal, we learn talochas, what happens if a person is interrupted. This is a little mincha marv tehillim that was put out by the Tzahal. After mincha marv, they have a separate section of Tefillah Katsara L'Shas Chirum. What are you supposed to daven when you're in a tank in a battlefield? So they have an abbreviated Yotze Or Avoy Choshech, Avas Oilam, Shema, Emes V'Yatzev Ezras, Tushman Esrei. First three brachas are regular, and then it's Havinenu. Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu L'Das Ruachecha, Dashneinu binos artsecha is the bracha for the same bracha. That covers it. That's baruch aleinu. The Chacham did not want to insert v'sein talmud l'vacha. That's too confusing. They didn't want to put it.
Why did they think it would be so?
That's the Gemara says. And the question is, could we have put away havinenu shel kechel das torachecha and something about Moshe Shabbos? They didn't want. Hagam, at that point you could have put something in. They didn't want. So to me, this is probably the most likely scenario where you have the need to say Havinenu. Right? So they put in the special Seder Magen Yisrael, Sefer Tehillim V'Sidlo Shas Chirim L'Lochim. Se'if Beis. Hapo'alim She'osin Melocha Eitzel Baal HaBayis. Workers who work for a Baal Boss, a hired hand. Im Eino Noisein Lehem Socher Chutz Misudasan. If they don't get paid, they just get their food. Like, we'll work for food. They work and they get meals. Then mispalin shmona esrei, they daven full shmona esrei. Avol ein yoredin lifnei hateva, but they don't go with chazer hashatz. V'noseh kapeim, there's no duchening. V'noseh nemsocha, but if they get paid a wage, then mispalin havinenu. They have to daven havinenu. They can't take out the time to daven full shmona esrei. But in the nowadays, ein derech lahak v'vakach, the balabatim are not normally upset about this. And we assume that they hired them with the intention they will daven a full Shmona Esrei. Mr. Brewer, Sifkan Ches, Mispal Shmona Esrei, Shalosh Pamim B'chol Yom, Keshal Kol Odom. The workers who just get fed daven a full Shmona Esrei three times a day like anyone else. Shein Balabais Makbid B'i Kuvan. The Balabas isn't upset that they take time to daven. Kimen Shein Nois Tam Soch. He's not paying them. He's just giving them meals. Sifkan Tes, Aval Ein V'chulu, but they shouldn't have Chazaras HaShatz, and they shouldn't duchen. Sheze Ikav Gadol Makom. That's a long time. That's a long delay, and the Baal HaBos would be upset about that. He cares if you duchen, but doesn't give you daven. Sifkan Yud, V'im Noisein V'chulu, but if he pays them a wage, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kez Makbid HaBaal HaBayis, Yimisak V'lis Baal Kolosh Manasi, then the Baal HaBos will be upset if they take out of time they're getting paid, and they're going to take out time to daven the whole Shmona Esrei. That creates a situation for these workers, like we said before, and they would daven havinenu. Again, this only works in the summer. It doesn't work in the winter. In the summer, they would daven havinenu because they're getting paid for their time. Today, we say the Baal HaBos assumes they're going to daven. Sifkan Yud Beis, she'espalu shmona esrei, daven shmona esrei. Vuadin kol nusach hatfilik shakod. The whole davening, they'll daven like anyone else. V'kasav alechem chamudos. The lechem chamudos writes, Vuadin shemutarim leilech lebeis haknesses espal basar. Not only is it assumed nowadays that they can daven, it's assumed they go to shul for minyan to daven. If you look at Magen Avraham, it's only if the place is there such a place that the Balabas doesn't mind if he goes to daven with a minyan. When we call Malkum, however, in Yorad Nechnei Teva, there's still no Chazor Sashatz, can cause the Pim Gadim, so the Pim Gadim writes. Well, Pichodesh Isa, but Pichodesh says, that in the Yorad Nechnei Teva, that today we even daven Chazor Sashatz. Venerally, the Ein Lahachmer in my Dezer, lo Yis Achaz Man Yoser. And I would think that one should not be strict if it's not going to be an undue delay because of it. So in Mela, we're much more lax nowadays. If you look in the Ber Halacha for Idna, she espoused from the Esrei, that nowadays it's kind of accepted that you're a Dash from the Esrei. Ayin Mishnebura Masha Kasam, the Wadin, Kal Nusach HaTfila, Kashar Kal Odnik, Mechmei Rabba, it's clear from the Rabba, he's done the whole Nusach HaTfila. Upshita, the Yizahar will hispal hatfilas bezman hatfilah, and it's poshet that the workers should be doing their davening in the proper time. Look, Moshe Kasef Rashi, brachas daf tazayin amnaf, the amasal karin. But when I say no rabbim, yesh po'alim shenichsholm bezeh, unfortunately there are many workers who are lax and they stumble in this, shema achren zman tfilah ad ben hashmoshes mamash, they delay their davening because they figure, I'm busy on a job, I don't have time to daven now, I'll daven later. And they have davening ben hashmoshes mincha when it's really too late to daven mincha, they shouldn't be davening then. So, once it's acceptable for the workers to daven, it's expected that they're going to daven in the proper time to daven and not to miss the zman because they're working. Se'if Gimel. Ha'hoylech b'mokam gedudei chaya v'listim. Mispal tzarchei amcha amrum v'chulu. If a person goes in a place of wild animals or in a place of bandits, he'll say a tefillah of tzarchei amcha amrum v'chulu. So the nusach in the Gemara is Tzarchi Am Chisol Merubim V'dayetim Katsara Yeratzim Lefanach Hashem Elokeinu Shetitein L'kol Echad V'Echad K'dei Panas Aso U'lechol Gviyah V'Gviyah Dei Machsaro V'Hato B'Einecha Yasa Brocha Ta Hashem Shomea Tefila. It's a brocha. And the Shulchan Aruch says V'Netzarech Lo L'Shosh V'Shanos V'Lo L'Shosh Achronos. This Tefila Katsara doesn't get the first three of Shmoneh Esrei, doesn't get the last three of Shmoneh Esrei, and he says it on the road, Kshum Halach as he's going. If he can stand, he stands, but he doesn't have to stand. When he gets to a settled, civilized place, and he's relaxed. Havineinu, he daven standing in one place, and he doesn't daven again. This tefillah, he has to daven again. Unless he doesn't daven again. It's as if he forgot to daven entirely. It's a place of wild animals and bandits. So let me just say, because with wild animals and bandits, he can't concentrate at all. Therefore, he's exempt from davening, even tefillas avinenu, in that situation. So when things calm down, he would have to daven afterwards if the zman hasn't elapsed. If he didn't daven again, it's as if he forgot to daven. But so let me just say, after his spal hatfila katsar, even though he said this bracha shmei tefila, this brief tefila, command the lesser dami linin etz mitzvah tefila. As far as the mitzvah tefila, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, you'd have to make it up in the adjacent tefillah. Again, this is because he didn't repeat the full Shmoneh Esrei by accident. He didn't know that he had to daven again. Oh, he just forgot. Maybe on the road, he just missed the time. He couldn't daven when he got back to his house. But if he didn't daven intentionally, then it's like any case before where he didn't daven, and it's a ma'uvis, a crime that cannot be mended. Let's say on his trip, he missed two tefillas. So he had to do a tefillah katsara. Then ain't hashlumim the tefillah rishon. There's no way to make up the first of the two. He can only make up the second tefillah in the chiyuv of the zman, when he gets to a civilized, calm setting.